Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 24th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. EIF commits more than €40 MLN to SME finance. The European Investment Fund, EIF, has granted more than €40 million to SME finance via InvestEU for micro-business growth in Baltics, Finland, and Netherlands. Krakowski Bank Espiedzielczy partners with Diebold Nixdorf. Krakowski Bank Espiedzielczy, KBS, has partnered with Diebold Nixdorf to implement the DN Series self-service ATM solution, aiming to meet the evolving demand of its customers. Trustly partners with Station Casinos. Sweden-based open banking payments provider Trustly has partnered with Station Casinos to support payments for a new NFT marketplace. Moneysoft integrates open banking data. Moneysoft has announced its platform is now capable of utilizing real-time data from Australia's Consumer Data Right, CDR, scheme, to provide advisors and users access to banking data concerning their clients. GoCardless renews partnership with Xero. Bank payments company GoCardless has announced the renewal of its strategic partnership with global small business platform Xero for an additional 5 years. Finqware integrates MS Active Directory into the Finq Treasury platform. Romania-based fintech Finqware has integrated Microsoft Azure Active Directory, the user authentication and authorization system, in the Finq Treasury platform. Backbase partners with Savvy Money. Netherlands-based Backbase has partnered with Savvy Money to enable community banks and credit unions to provide access to real-time credit scores from their banking application. Macau Pass, Alipay partner to expand cross-border payments coverage. Macau-based Macau Pass has partnered with global payment facilitator Alipay Plus in a bid to expand cross-border payments in over 40 countries. Zurs partners with Cillian for BNPL. UK-based fintech Zurs Finance has announced a partnership with Sweden-based company specializing in card-based buy now, pay later, BNPL, functionality, Cillian. Patient Pay integrates with PointClick Care to accelerate payments collection. US-based payment solution for patients Patient Pay has announced an integration with PointClick Care to enable the collection of payments on a single platform. Bamboo Payment Systems partners with InDrive. Digital payments enabler platform Bamboo Payment Systems has partnered with InDrive to improve payment solutions in Latin America. Nuve partners with education marketplace Stuvia. Canada-based fintech Nuve has announced a partnership with Stuvia, a marketplace enabling consumers to buy and sell educational material, to expedite its international growth. Solana Pay integrates with Shopify. US-based open-source payments protocol Solana Pay has announced its integration with global commerce company Shopify. Mass General Store leverages its Celerant integration and taps Avalara. US-based Mass General Store has leveraged its partnership with retail software company Celerant and partnered with tax compliance provider Avalara. Generative AI is being used for cyber attacks, Deep Instinct says. A new study from US-based cybersecurity company Deep Instinct has found that generative AI is causing a growing number of cyber attacks. QuantStamp launches economic exploit analysis to counter flash loan attacks. U.S.-based blockchain security company QuantStamp has launched its service called Economic Exploit Analysis to prevent flash loan attack vectors in smart contracts. Identity partners with Beyond the Pines Productions. Lithuania-based fraud management service provider Identity has partnered with U.S.-based video company Beyond the Pines Productions. SpyCloud secures $110 MLN to accelerate identity threat protection. U.S.-based SpyCloud has closed a $110 million growth round to drive global expansion and prevent authentication bypass to protect digital identities. Supercharge partners with Shufti Pro. Supercharge has partnered with ID verification solution provider Shufti Pro to enhance security in digital services. Binance suspends CryptoCard in Latin America and the Middle East. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has decided to suspend its crypto debit card services in Latin America and the Middle East. Tether and Legano's 3A chain work together for stablecoin growth. Tether has partnered with Lugano's 3A chain to boost Citi's blockchain growth and stablecoin, fostering tech adoption. Turkish payments platform Kraftgate scoops 1 million investment. Istanbul-based payments orchestration platform Kraftgate has received a $1 million investment from Turkish e-commerce platform Hepsiborada and UK VCD4 Ventures. Digital Dollar Project and Western Union pilots CBDC for cross-border remittances. The Digital Dollar Project says a pilot carried out with Western Union into the use of CBDCs for cross-border remittances has found a host of potential benefits. Poof Payments releases open-source MPC wallet for the XRP Ledger. Today, Poof Payments is thrilled to announce the launch of an open-source implementation of multi-party computation, MPC, wallets, ingeniously integrated with Shamir Secret Sharing, SSS, for the XRP Ledger. Current creates credit building card with Cross River. Cross River Bank. Cross River, a technology infrastructure provider that offers embedded financial solutions, and Current, a premier U.S. fintech platform dedicated to empowering Americans in their pursuit of a brighter financial future, today announced the launch of a new credit-building product. Tornado Cash founders charged with money laundering and sanctions violations. A Russian national and a Washington man were charged today with conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to commit sanctions violations, and conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business. Better.com goes public. After a tumultuous 2 years that saw its CEO hit the headlines for laying off staff via Zoom, digital mortgage outfit Better.com is set to go public via a SPAC merger. Amid volatile economic changes, issuers must be ready to adapt. Although the latest numbers indicate that consumer credit card spending continues to grow, mounting consumer debt is following suit. GuavaPay partners with Yapılı to leverage open banking. UK-based fintech GuavaPay has partnered with open banking platform Yapılı to provide a faster experience across the former's new payment application. Treasure Up partners with Salt Edge for open banking solutions. Open banking solutions provider Salt Edge has announced a partnership with Treasure Up, a fintech company specialized in commercial banking services. Data Art joins the Payments Association. Data Art, a global software engineering firm, has announced its membership to the Payments Association, aiming to enhance compliance measures and deliver solutions in the payments industry. Research and Markets launches Europe PAS Payment Methods 2023 report. Research and Markets has rolled out the Europe POS Payment Methods 2023 FEET report, detailing how digital wallets and other POS payment methods gain popularity over cash. Comply Advantage enters AWS ISV Accelerate Program and AWS Marketplace. Financial crime intelligence company Comply Advantage has joined the Amazon Web Services, AWS, independent software vendor, ISV, Accelerate Program. Circle offers payment of debt by installments with Trustly. Trustly, a global payment method, is proud to announce a collaboration with leading credit management service provider, Circle. PIXCELS secures $1.7 million in funding for interactive e-receipt technology. PIXCELS, an innovative leader in digital receipt solutions, has successfully completed its seed funding round, raising $1.7 million United States dollars. Deutsche BRSE receives regulatory approval for takeover of SimCorp. Following the feedback from the European Commission on 23 August 2023, Deutsche BRSE AG announces that it has received the last regulatory approval for its public takeover of the Danish SimCorp A.S. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.